The spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, welcome to this wonderful Wednesday here on Sight Unseen at mtradio.net. I'm so excited to have you guys here today. We have an amazing guest that I'm extremely excited to get to because you guys know how I feel about mind, body, and spirit. So I am thrilled to have actually a body person here today. You know, we've had, of course, healer Marcia Reichert on. We've had intuitive Tammy Melhoff on. And it's time we get some flesh. Time to get the body rolling. So today, guys, my wonderful guest is Rebecca Douglas, who is, of course, CEO and founder of Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. She is a certified Tabata instructor. She is a certified bootcamp trainer. And she's a very intuitive individual who uses her own intuition along with her training to help people not only sculpt the body, but sculpt what causes you to want to sculpt the body, because that's very important. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is fun.
Yeah, this is.
I'm going to put you in the hot seat tonight.
I understand.
Yeah. Going to be asking you some questions about how the physical body actually manifests emotionality. How do we store that in the body? I'm going to ask you some questions about how people can address that. And we are, of course, going to get into the issue of creepy things in your food.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite topics.
Yeah, I don't really eat the same after.
No, you don't.
Spending
do you?
Time with you? No, I do not. I'm a little bit afraid, and I'm horrified, in fact, about what's in our food. And I want to tell our listeners today, this is a very intriguing topic for me, and I want to make sure that people can call in with your health related questions, because we do have someone here who knows her stuff and can actually help you out with that. Again, our studio number here is 406-545-4496. That's option one on the menu to talk to our guest, Rebecca Douglas, or myself if you want some psychic advice. But ask the chick who knows what she's talking about. We have a health expert here, so you're welcome. So the first thing I'm going to put you in the hot seat about.
All right.
Well, we're going to wait for the food because you guys, it's Halloween-y.
Yeah.
And it is terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
First thing I'm going to put you in the hot seat about is the mind-body-spirit connection. If I walk into your studio and I am having a hard time losing weight in a particular area of my body, okay? Mm-hmm. I've noticed as a spiritual practitioner that there are reasons that people hang on to certain types of weight.
That's right.
And what can you tell me about emotionality and weight loss and how they work hand in hand?
Oh, it's fascinating, actually. Again, one of my other favorite topics. The body is an amazing, beautifully engineered mechanism that all it wants to do is survive. And so it does everything in its power to survive. And one of our big topics of discussion at the Fit Body Studios, when someone comes to me after participating in our program for quite a while and they've got their food dialed in and they're doing 3 to 4, maybe 5 days a week of boot camp workouts and they're not seeing the results they want to see, that is my key, or I guess invitation, to start digging a little deeper. I have a funny reputation to make people cry. And so, and this is, and I do this only in a nice way, in a good way, to get people to, talk to me, become more open about their life, what's going on in their life right now. What are their relationships like, relationships with their partners, their children, their friends? Do they have friends even? What's happened in their childhood that they don't want to acknowledge? Is there any abuse? Is there any, discourse, unhappiness, anything like that? And when we start digging a little deeper and kind of peeling that onion, and I'm getting a little bit of more of a clue into what has happened in their past that might prevent them from losing the fat that they're wanting to lose. And the body, if the internal body is stressed out, if our mind is stressed out and we're not acknowledging whether it's trauma or unhappiness or daily stress we don't know how to deal with, our bodies actually hold on to certain amounts of fat as a protection, if that makes any sense.
Well, it does make sense. And just to do a small wraparound here, when you talk about making people cry, I've actually seen this phenomenon. And it's not that you're like, listen, you will drop and give me 50 more steps
no,
and they cry.
No, not at all.
It's not like
not
that.
At all. No.
You're actually speaking to the heart of the individual.
Yes.
And it allows people to open up. And that wall of emotionality comes up and these healthy tears come out.
Exactly. And that's a great way to put it. It is healthy tears. That tells me that they're starting to acknowledge and come to terms with what's going on in the head. And once we acknowledge that, then we can actually deal with it and talk about it. And we have a few specific tools that I have some certain clients do to try to work through some of that, deal with the stress of it. Not that I'm a licensed therapist or anything. I am not by any means. However, there are a few proven tools that I apply in our studio as part of our program to help bring the mind and spirit aspect to the mind-body-spirit collaborative.
Well, no, and I think that this is something important to note. As a health professional yourself, this is something that I've seen that is rather unique to you. Now, I will obviously, you guys, I am not exactly a fitness maven. For those of you who have known me in my life, I'm not exactly somebody who's bench pressing, 100 pounds and out there running 50 miles. And I say this regularly, my typical workout is a martini and a guitar until last February. And I decided that getting my body in the mind, body, spirit component together was important. Rebecca, for you, when you're dealing with clientele who come in and think about the concept of changing the body, that's dealing a lot with changing the self, too.
That is, absolutely. And a lot of women in particular really struggle with a negative self-image that we have grown up with, and it's stuck in there. And even we've had women lose 40, 50 pounds only to put it back on because they haven't changed the self-image that still sits and resides in the mind. And so we try to address that as well. We try to, we talk about reprogramming that self-image. We've got to work on that. And that is almost as hard, if not harder, to train and reprogram the psyche to have a different self-image than it is sometimes to lift heavier weights, to bulk up the body and to train the muscles. And that is a huge exercise that has worked for a lot of our people who stick with it. But it can be very, again, very emotional, very vulnerable. It means not really saying goodbye to the old self-image, but acknowledging their presence, thanking them for their service, but then saying you are no longer needed. And once you can do that, your physical body will actually start matching the new self-image that is in the psyche.
So you're talking about saying to the areas of the body that maybe my fat stomach or my fat legs or my fat arms or whatever, thank you for your service and protection.
Absolutely.
But you're no longer needed.
You're no longer needed. But you need to acknowledge it, not hate it and kick it out on its butt like it's a hated entity or something, but just acknowledge it. Thank it for its service. It is there for a reason, but you don't need it anymore. It's no longer serving you for this new phase in your life, for this new person you are becoming. But you have to thank it and then get rid of it. You have to give it permission to leave so that you have room to reformat that new self-image. And we have a specific exercise in mind. If we've got some time, I'd love to explain what we do for some of those struggling with that self-image.
Oh, absolutely. From a spiritual perspective, and we'll get right mm-hmm. to that. From a spiritual perspective, when you're talking about people who are struggling with self-image,
mm-hmm.
I see clients of mine that come in with this image that is so negative. And when they're sitting in front of me, it's odd because the person who's sitting in front of me is not the person whose file I'm pulling from their head. In other words, who they think they are on the inside does not match this glorious individual on the outside.
That's right.
And it is hard. I mean, it's hard even in a spiritual or a psychic session with someone to assist them in understanding that until they bridge these two people,
right,
that there is a lot of either disagreement between the two people or the ids, mm-hmm. or there's a lot of contentiousness there.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the tools that you will give people to assist them to bridge this dichotomy of self?
One of the biggest things that we that I ask a lot of my people to do when they're really struggling is to take as much time as needed to write out in as much detail as possible what their ideal self is. And I'm talking about what size jean you wear, what decisions you make in that as the ideal self. If you could design who you want to be, this is what goes down on that piece of paper. The feelings, you know, how you feel in those, in that size 4 jean or whatever it might be, and how you look in that jean. I mean, I even have people saying, you know, I'm writing down, my butt looks great in these blingy size 4 jeans. I'm like, that's awesome. And they as long, however long it needs to be, they write it out in as much detail as possible. And then every morning and every night, right before bed and right before you get out of bed in the morning, I have them read it out loud in the present tense as if they already are that person. And they do it over and over again, training the mind as we are training the body. And we get into that, and that slowly reformats, reprograms that self-image that is in the head. And eventually, over time, the person will start living their life as if they already are that ideal self. And once they start living their life, the physical form will start matching that new self-image.
That's fascinating. That's a lot of what you're talking about here is the spiritual principles of manifestation.
Absolutely.
And for those out there listening who might be familiar with The Secret, obviously a huge manifestation tool.
Yes.
And The Secret is also about living in the present, what you wish for or hope for, instead of hoping or wishing for, which in essence is like Wilson, the floating volleyball at the end of Castaway, when old poor Tom Hanks is trying to swim out there and get it, and it just pushes that ball farther and farther out there. As we wish or hope, we push away what is possible, as
Absolutely.
Opposed to owning it, which
yes,
is what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. You have to own it, even if it's not physically real yet, you still have to own it as if it already is here.
And really, when we're talking timelines, because I deal in the future, I deal in the past, I deal in separate dimensions, I deal in so many slivers of what is actually happening in reality that's not happening in the present tense, that I could tell you guys this: what you think is your present, what you think is your present is variable. You mm-hmm. literally create your present. You want to go into the future with me, Rebecca? Here we go. Ready?
All right.
We are now 3 seconds into the future. Yes.
Hey, future
okay. Woohoo. Hi. Yeah. We time warped. You know, this is how silly future is when we think about it. It is literally nanoseconds ahead of us. So one of the things that I think is important that people understand here is that you're not necessarily talking about getting somebody as rock hard as they can and, you know, abs of steel. I mean, we all want to look hot, but you're talking about reuniting a person with their essence,
Absolutely.
With who they are.
Yes. If someone came into our studio and said, I want you to get me skinny, I say, go next door. It's not about getting skinny. It's about getting healthy and feeling empowered within your own skin. And through that, and through our workouts where we show you and introduce you to your already innate physical strengths, and we develop that, you become more empowered to live the ideal self life that you are wishing for. And with that, the nice, happy side effect is going to be fat loss. But you have to shift the mindset to make long lasting lifetime changes. So otherwise, if you're just going into it to get skinny, you will forever get skinny and then regain, get skinny and regain. It's not a healthy mindset. And it's 100% physical. You're completely negating the mind spirit connection.
Well, you sound like you have a lot of firsthand experience in body image. You know, are you comfortable sharing some of your own journey here?
Absolutely. So, I was nearing 40 about 6 years ago, and didn't like what I saw. I was not obese by any means. And by a lot of people's standards, I was just fine. However, for me, I was not happy with how I felt. My energy levels were in the tank. I was a gym rat. I would go spend an hour on a treadmill or the elliptical doing the long, slow, steady cardio, then maybe spend another half hour doing machines or some light weights. And for a while, when I was younger, it worked. and it kept the weight off. And, but nearing 40, I was about 38 years old. I started realizing I'm actually gaining weight and I'm starving myself. And my mind started reaching for diet pills and fad diets and things that were going to make me just even more and more miserable. And, it was right about that time when I actually discovered, I was introduced to the boot camp formula, the same similar type of formula that we do at FitBody. And within 2 weeks, my entire physical body started shifting and changing, and it blew my mind. because for the first time in my life, and within 2 weeks, I did a full-on push-up, not on your knees, on my toes. And that, to me, in my head, was such a huge accomplishment that all of a sudden, I became so much more powerful in my own head. And that changed everything. I made healthier decisions for my life path. Very hard decisions, but I was finally able to make those decisions where I could be true to myself and continue on the physical journey, but now as well as develop my mental and emotional strengths in my relationships as well as my spiritual.
Well, and it also sounds like there were areas in your life that you came out of denial within.
Absolutely.
Also, and I think that it's important to look at anybody going through a transformational process, whether it's physical or it's spiritual or flipping, changing departments at work, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that we have to do is be present and accountable. Denial is tough. And I see denial a lot, even in my practice. It breaks my heart for my clients. If someone chooses denial, their angelic life cannot help them pass that.
Right.
They cannot, yeah. because that is that individual's choice.
Right.
I'm certain you probably run into significant amounts of denial. How do you assist people when you're dealing? Because it sounds to me like you're talking about really deep-seated, a lot of times, deep-seated emotional issues that have contributed to the body being out of shape.
Yeah.
And how do you deal with the denial that can come up in defense, in protection of that lifestyle that's led that person to become that unhealthy?
Well, if we're talking, how do I deal with my clients in denial?
Yeah.
That's how I got the reputation of being the person to make somebody cry.
Again, opening them up, not beating them on the head, going, you suck.
Yes, no. But I can look at somebody, whether they've been with me for a while or they're brand new. I've gotten very good at looking at them and going, we've got something going on here. Now, if they're brand new, I invite them into the studio. We let them get introduced to the program. And then once they start reaching those plateaus, then I can sit down and I say, you know what? I've been watching you for a while. And what's going on in your life? What's your relationship like? What's your food like? Well, I haven't been logging my food. Well, there's a denial right there.
And what is logging your food for those
sorry.
Who don't follow fitness?
We encourage all members with any sort of goal to write down their food, whether it's on a computer program or on a piece of paper. When you write your food down, you are forced to become accountable with what you're putting in your body. And a lot of our people resist that. They don't want to do it because it means they've got to actually face the demon. They've got to look at going, oh my goodness, I'm actually putting that in my body and there's nobody else to blame but myself.
What do you think food represents to people?
Oh, depends on who you're talking to. For guys, I can't really say. I don't know. I can only speak from the female perspective, and I know a lot of women, I think the majority of us, use food as a security blanket, as our it's our comfort. It's what makes us feel loved and warm and fuzzy, and we can use it to deny our world that's making us unhappy. And women, we're emotional creatures through and through. And so,
oh yeah.
So, which is a beautiful thing, but could also be our own worst enemy. When we are struggling with whether it's bad relationships or just being unhappy in a job or not quite sure what is, like, having these feelings of what is wrong with me, something's not right, I'm not happy, and I have no reason to be unhappy. we eat food. We go for whatever our favorite food treat foods are, whether it's sweet or salty, and that makes us feel better temporarily, so we don't have to deal with that. We don't have to ask the hard questions.
And I've watched this happen with men. I've watched guys just put on weight because they're not making the money they used to make at work. They're not, you know, there's all these different things that are going on with them that are difficult for them.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I have found interesting in watching people's mind, body, spirit transformations, and I work out, I go to boot camp. I am not probably the fittest person there, but that's okay. It's not my job to be the fittest person there. I can feel people giving off pain, emotional pain sometimes. Yeah. You know, when I first started up boot camp, and I'll tell this story from my perspective, I had come through a difficult time, and I was transitioning out of a difficult time. And there was a particular movement with weights that kind of made you feel like a butterfly, and you were pinching your shoulder blades together.
You were working your back.
Mm-hmm. I was working on my back, and that's actually where the heart chakra is.
Yes.
And I was trying to move these weights and pull these weights up, and I just started feeling so despicably depressed and nauseated. And it was all this emotional energy that was coming out of that heart chakra area. And what I've noted as a spiritual practitioner who goes to a workout is I will watch where people are struggling.
Yeah.
If they're struggling with low body, I mean, I have terrible hip flexors, guys. That's what connects your legs to your hips, like the Barbie doll muscle. Mm-hmm. If you pull the Barbie doll legs out, that's your hip flexors.
Yep.
And mine are kind of weak because I do a lot of sitting and reading for people. And that's also my root chakra, though.
Yes.
And I'm feeling really great about my root at this point in my life.
It's gotten a lot better.
It has gotten a lot better.
Yes.
However, you know, up to this point, it's been very unsettled. And mm-hmm. so that's a weaker area. I think it's important that people note that your physical body is a representation of your emotional and spiritual self.
I would 100% agree with that. We do. We talk a lot about the power stance when we're working out at the studio, and which is basically just standing with your feet a little bit wider than your hips. Let your knees soften. Your butt is behind you a little bit, and I encourage my women to stand in that stance. Men naturally do that, but it's a very rooted stance. It opens up that root chakra, and it gives a woman power in the physical activity that we do. And we talk a lot about it, about how that just gives a woman so much more power and strength to do what they're physically doing. And then once they're physically doing that in a stance of power, then all of a sudden that just bleeds into what we're talking about, the mind and the spirit.
When somebody hits, okay, so I am guru instructor of the universe, which I'm not, but pretend I am, guys, because it makes me feel really cool inside. And here we are, and I'm the trainer, and I'm working with an individual, and they're releasing this stuff, and they are just flat in denial about why they are there. Now, what I mean by that is, so I'm going to be there because I want to lose 10 pounds. Actually, I'm there because I'm attempting to repair my self-esteem, which has been damaged from a 30-year marriage, which has been really intensely horrible. Mm-hmm. How do you... Now, obviously, we talked about... You're the cry whisperer, Rebecca.
Yes.
The cry whisperer. Obviously, you know, you help people attach to that. But what words of advice would you have as an intuitive person who's been working in the health field for many years? What words of advice would you have for people that struggle with being in denial about their situation that got them to where they're at in the first place?
That's a hard one. Until they recognize that they're in denial, I there's not a whole lot I can say until we sit down and I kind of poke and prod and get them to open up and to admit that their life isn't all, you know, roses and puppy dogs and rainbows. None of our lives are.
Mine kind of is. So I'm sorry to ruin everybody's day with that. I'm just saying.
But we, you know, so I recently had a client in a little while ago, and she was struggling with the scheduling of her workouts and can't figure out how to write her food down, and just was really afraid that she would never reach her goals. And I looked at her, and the way she was just holding herself and the things that I was hearing from her just sounded like excuses. We all have time to write eggs down and fruit.
Even
and
if you're logging
your food, exactly. And most people have time to do something, whether it's in our studio or not. Most people have time to move. We have to move. So I looked at her and I said, all I'm hearing are excuses, but there's a reason behind that. And she kind of shrank away from me and I said, what's your relationship like with your husband? And she burst out in tears. And I knew instantly that she was in denial of something that was going on in their relationship.
How did you know to ask that question?
I don't know. It just came to me. I don't know.
So that is part of your
intuition.
It's
just part of, yes.
Okay.
I didn't know what it was. I just, you know, it just, something said there's something going on at home. I wasn't sure if she was even married. I wasn't sure how many kids she had. I knew she had some. I wasn't sure how old or whatever, but I knew something at home wasn't supporting her being here. And so just asking those one or two questions helps people come to terms with, okay, I am in denial of something, so let's talk about it. Advice for someone? That's a tough one. I mean, until you're sitting down with someone to ask those hard questions, most people have a really hard time asking themselves the hard questions. So they come to terms with whatever they're in denial with.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Let me reframe this then
okay,
for you. I'm going to reframe it around. Okay. So I come in and I say, I've gone to a few sessions and it's just too hard. It's too hard.
What's too hard?
I can't do it. It costs me too much money to eat healthy. And then I have to somehow try to come up with all of this money to buy healthy food. It's just too hard. And I have to think ahead too much and it's just too hard.
Okay. Well, are you on your own or do you have family at the house to
support
you?
Oh, I have family and it's so hard because I have to cook for my husband and my kids and it's just too hard for me to eat healthy when, you know, my husband's not healthy unless he's eating 6 pounds of donuts and a side of bacon. So, you know, I want him to be happy. So it's just too hard.
Well, as long as you keep thinking it's too hard, it is going to be too hard. However, you're in the right place. I'm assuming we're role playing.
Yes, we are. We are role playing. I don't have anybody to feed 6 pounds of donuts to. No.
As long as you keep saying I can't and it's too hard, then it will always be that way. I'm not a big fan of excuses, and I will blow every last one of them out. And if you've been unless you've been in a car wreck, you've had a death in the family, and you physically cannot move, there's very few excuses I will accept. Everybody can. Yes, it's hard. It's always hard. Change sucks. change can be very hard, but you are in my studio for a reason. Something brought you here. You heard that we were different, maybe. You heard or a friend of yours is seeing results. You were here for a reason. But anytime you make those changes, your universe is going to smack you back and go, you know what, how badly do you really want this? Let's make it really hard so you can prove to yourself how badly you really want this. So yes, it is hard. All right. Your husband's probably going to complain that you want to eat healthy food now. Tell him to go outside and eat his donuts. All right.
You, sir, may eat your donuts on the front stoop.
Absolutely. I always tell those husbands, you know what? Take your girl out for dinner and have your donuts out on a date night. Don't bring them into the house. Support your people in your life. I tell my ladies, tell your husband if they want garbage in the house. Well, garbage is not allowed in the house, but if they want to eat it, that's fine. Tell them to hoof it down to the gas station and go get their garbage and make sure it's gone before you bring it back into the house. Those are little things that empower somebody to make those small changes. If your children are old enough, they can help you do certain things. And if they're not, I get that. I have a small child as well who at some point was too young to help, and now she's a little bit older. You just have to commit to wanting something so badly that you're going to make this work no matter what.
Well, and it's important to recognize too, because we're talking about mind, body, spirit connection here as well. Mm-hmm. We're talking about how the physical body itself reacts to emotional pain, mm-hmm. and how hard that is to let go of. Mm-hmm. And I've even noticed working out with people, not that I'm psychically reading everybody I work out with, but it pours into the ethers like smoke from a chimney, yeah. You know, what's coming off of people. And it's important to realize that our bodies store chemicals in fat cells. They yes. store chemicals. And I run into this in my spiritual practice all the time. People will have trauma. Physical trauma, emotional trauma, that is expulsions from brain chemistry that gets into the blood cells, it gets into the cells, and that stores in your fat. Your muscle tissue won't store that as much because your muscle tissue is what it is. Your fat cells will store that forever. You're yeah. burning through your fat and you are igniting, you're basically igniting everything in your body that's saying, oh my God, I'm burning through fat cells. I'm burning through pain. I'm burning through a divorce I had 10 years ago. I'm burning through whatever it is. And we do feel those things when we work out. Rebecca, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to get into the chemistry of the body and the chemistry of food.
Awesome.
Yes. All right. People eat stuff that I didn't even know was real. I teased Rebecca about it mercilessly until I realized she was serious. And then I freaked completely out. So basically, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's really in your food and why it sucks and what you can do to actually, very affordably, to get around eating yucky stuff. I'm Danielle Agnew, your psychic medium. This is Sight Unseen with my guest, Rebecca Douglas, for mtradio.net. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen will be right back.
I never believed in ghosts. I always kind of wondered, oh, there's got to be some explanation, you know, until now.
Recent Gallup polls show that 90% of Americans have either experienced some paranormal activity or believe it exists.
You have to be very careful on what you're tampering with.
Their shadow passed between the boards mm-hmm. and the window. Did you see that?
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook. Hi, Danielle Agnew here. Some people call me a psychic, others a medium, but at the end of the day, I'm just a person who works with my spiritual abilities with the intention of helping people. Reputable psychics are here to help you, not to convince you that you need them. If you find yourself too dependent on consulting a psychic for answers, it's time to take a step back. No one else but you holds the power to change your life, so trust yourself. For more information on how spiritual abilities work in our everyday life, visit the facts page on my website at DanielleAgnew-advisor.com.
At Soul Sync Bodywork in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Bodywork for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
At Renville Marketing, we understand that your career and your projects are your life. We offer affordable monthly packages to drive traffic to your social media pages, boosting your Twitter followers, Facebook likes, and YouTube views in large numbers. Large numbers play a large part in getting you in front of the people who want what you have to offer. Visit us today at RenvilleMarketing.com. That's R-E-N, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, marketing.com.
There's a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years, and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on!
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
And now, back to Sight Unseen. Hey, everybody. We are back here at mtradio.net. Always log on to mtradio.net and check out all the fantastic programming that they have here. It is an entire docket. Not only can you hear us live like you're hearing us right now, but you can also go in at any time and download and listen to and stream, or whatever your personal kink is for audio media, all of these wonderful podcasts that are in archive at the mtradio.net servers. So make sure that you do that, because there is such great programming here. I'm very proud to be here in the big sky of Montana, broadcasting to the world out of Billings. And again, my guest is CEO and founder of Fit Body Boot Camp Billings, Rebecca Douglas. We are talking all about health, the mind-body-spirit connection. And right now, I'm going to put Rebecca in the unbelievable hot seat to tell us about the gross stuff that's in food. Now, I'm going to frame this up a little bit here. Obviously, Rebecca, I have been eating some non-savory items for many years. I'm Italian. I love my bread. I love all kinds of stuff. And you are a gluten-free eater.
I am.
Okay. And I remember blowing you a bunch of grief for that, because
yes, you did.
Here we go with a hippie menu. Here we go. And I thought, my God, this is, you know, what is the deal with the gluten? And I love my lattes. Love them. I love dairy products. You guys, I will literally just eat butter. I will eat butter out of the dish.
I've seen her do it.
I love butter. And I love my cream products. Oh, dear Lord. So you were saying to me, you know, if you lay off the dairy and you lay off the wheat, because I was complaining. The reason she's saying this is I'm complaining about this little pooch I couldn't get rid of. And not that I consider myself fat, you guys, at all. I hit 45 and I'm like, wow, this stuff doesn't melt off like it used to. That's so odd. So you made some recommendations. Well, this led us into several discussions about what is in our food. And I don't think that people are aware of the fact that there is actually toxic rat poison in a lot of our food. And can you explain why it's there and what I'm even talking about, so people don't think we've completely gone to Bedlamville?
Yeah, I think you're referring to our conversation, a very amusing conversation about proteins, the protein shakes and powders that are kind of over the counter out there, where you can find in the grocery stores and such. I've done a lot of research over the years protein shakes. I am a big believer in the body needs protein, and sometimes you're just not in the mood for another steak. So, or you're just, you don't eat it, period, but you've got to have protein, especially if you're wanting to build and hold on to lean muscle. And so of course our go-to is going to be, the least expensive. Usually we find it at the big box stores, or the local grocery store. And, I started, looking for information on this stuff, and I was absolutely shocked and horrified at what our FDA allows in our foods. Now, again, only speaking to the protein shakes and supplements out there right now, but they actually allow rat poison, lead, arsenic, carcinogens, among other things, in these protein products, but they allow it because it's such a minuscule amount. But given our society, we live on protein shakes.
Okay,
nowadays.
I'm going to pause you real quick.
Okay.
Why in the heck are they putting that in the food in the first place? Why?
You know what? That's a really good question. A couple of some of that stuff they cannot get rid of in the environment. They can't just dump it in the environment, and so they have to put it somewhere. And so there's a loophole that if they only put just a tiny little bit amount in a single serving, they can get away with it. Oh, it's not going to hurt the body if it's just this minuscule amount. But if some of us drink 2, 3, sometimes 4 protein shakes a day, and if you're eating the cheap garbage, then that is going to actually build up in your body. Your body doesn't get rid of that stuff very easily, if at all.
So it's not like they're trying to poison us deliberately. What they're trying to do is waste management. They're
waste
trying to
management.
Get rid of all these chemicals.
Yes. Yeah. There's something, they're probably using some of that as fillers, as cohesive, things to hold and bind these powders and liquids together or give it the right texture. They just happen to be also the same ingredients that you can find in rat poisons and other things. It's really horrifying. It's really horrifying. But they can get away with it because there is just a tiny little bit amount in it. And so I started researching the protein powders because of that, because I was not going to put any of that in my body. We work so hard. If we want to live and be healthy, we've got to get those chemicals and toxins out of our body. And we just innately breathe it every day anyway, from the exhaust fumes and pollution and stuff. So why do we want to eat it as well? And so you've got to really look hard for higher quality proteins.
So you basically are reading the labels. You're telling people
to actually
get out there and read.
You've got to read your labels. Now, of course, they're not going to label your protein drink from the grocery store rat poison and arsenic. They have pretty fun scientific names that are going to they want you to think that it's good for you.
Well, do you have specific brands that are helpful for people then? I'm just curious. I mean, do you like drink Odwalla? Do you drink, are there specific brands that you stay to that you found that are helpful if people don't know what these?
Well, the basic, I have two protein sources that I use exclusively. Plant Fusion Protein, you can find it at stores like Montana Harvest, I know carries it in bulk. And so you can try it and see if you like it before you invest in anything larger. Plant Fusion is a plant-based protein. It's all plant, no animal byproducts at all. It's very clean. It's sweetened with a natural sweetener, not processed sugars, no fake sugars. So it's a very clean protein with nothing gross or scary in it. And then the other one is our Isagenix product that we sell at the studio. And again, very, very clean. It comes in both the vegan and with whey protein or plant-based protein. And extremely clean, very high quality nutrients that your body needs, as well as a very high quality whey protein that's not ultra pasteurized.
Okay, so we've got something you can do there and not have a freak out that your protein powder is going to kill you. Another thing that I found really interesting is cooking utensils. Now, this has been a fascinating, as we've merged kitchens here, this has been a fascinating education for me. Because I grew up in the household where there was always the nonstick pan, the Teflon coated nonstick pan. Now, there's a lot of nonstick pans out there now that are ceramic. However, the Teflon coated pan, and invariably they get scratched at the bottom with the fork and the coating peels up. Guys, hear me when I say this. I had no idea at all. Now, I don't know why I didn't have any idea, considering I'm as much of a physics nut as I am, that when you cook something in a pan, you're actually transmuting whatever the pan is made of into
Absolutely.
Your food.
Absolutely, yes.
And so you cook on cast iron.
Yes, I'm exclusively cast iron and stainless steel.
Now, explain to everybody what in the dickens the deal is with cast iron. Because guys, before I let her answer, I was like, are you kidding me? I was trying to do the dishes. And here's this rotten pan with all this gunk stuck in it. And I want to put some soap and water. And she says, don't do that, please. And explains to me why.
Well, it's the cast iron has been used for generations. It's exactly what it is. It's iron. And I started using it years ago when I was told I was anemic. And I've always been borderline anemic. And cooking in cast iron helps bring up the iron levels in my blood, which is a good thing if you are anemic. And you don't wash cast iron. You have to, in order to keep, cast iron is antimicrobial, naturally antimicrobial. And when you cook in it, it kills all the yucky things and cooks your food. And when you wash it with soap and water, you kill all the good things in it. You have to re-season it, and it's a huge process.
It's like douching, people. Just don't do it.
Don't do it. Exactly. That's right. So you wash it out with a scrubber, no soap, and then you cook in it again, and it never wears out. It's heavy. It builds the bicep muscles when you're moving it around. It's awesome. It's like a two-in-one thing.
Bullet points, people. Canola oil is basically plastic. Teflon will get into your food and give you some kind of chemical intake over time. flame. Cook on stainless steel because it's anti, or excuse me, stainless steel because it doesn't put anything in your food, or cast iron because it's antimicrobial and actually puts iron into your system, which many of us are lacking. And of course, I found it interesting that you told me to shop on the outside of the grocery store aisles. Now, I'm gonna. If you guys are like, what are you even talking about? Think about how you go in and out of grocery store aisles. And I asked you, how do you, with all of this, it gets maddening. It gets to be this OCD meltdown.
Yeah, and I can feel people kind of melting down out there right now going, oh my God, we're going to die.
That's what I did. No. I'm like, I finally was teasing you about it. I'm like, is this going to kill me too?
Exactly. That's kind of a running joke. Is this going to kill me? Is this going to, no, this is not.
Is this going to kill me?
No. So we actually have a grocery store tour coming up next Friday for a lot of our members. And we're going to talk.
And that date would be?
Friday. What is next Friday? The 6th?
7th of November.
Of November. Friday the 7th, I believe. And we're just going to go to one of the local grocery stores, and we're going to talk about how do I shop? Because everybody asks me that. Well, how can you survive in this world of all this deadly stuff and still remain relatively healthy? Because I shop in a very particular manner. I don't just go to one grocery store, but if you have to go to just one grocery store, that's fine. And the tactic is, again, like you said, stay to the outside perimeter of the store. Don't go down all those aisles one after another, because it's nothing but packaged, processed, highly salted, highly sugared foods that are going to do nothing to serve you at all as far as health.
Highly glutenized foods, which gets us to our next topic. Okay. You hear this every day, guys. Gluten-free. And here's the deal. We just got a few more minutes, Rebecca. I want to make sure to get all of this in. Gluten-free. What does that even mean? I'll tell you guys, I quit eating gluten. I quit eating bread with gluten products in it. And I have this little belt around my gut where my cool tattoo is that poofs out when I eat gluten. And I have these little love handles that'll fall over the back of my flipping pants, and I call it my gluten belt or my dairy belt, and it's this area of bloat. Yeah. So what is gluten and how do you avoid it?
Gluten is a product within wheat products. So breads and pastas, really anything that's made with wheat, whether it's white wheat, like a whole wheat, the 9-grain breads, that is full of wheat. The white breads, that's full of wheat. Gluten is in everything, and it's not just in the bread products, but it's become toxic within our system. We grew up with it. We have generations of people growing up on nothing but bread products, bread and pastas. And anytime you put such an overabundance of something in your body, it will eventually become toxic. And gluten is just one of many that has become toxic in our bodies nowadays. The sad thing is that even if we are eating gluten-free and you go out and have, say, not that you would do this, but go out into a fast food joint and have a salad, most of fast food joints spray their salads with gluten.
Why?
I believe it has a flavor enhancer.
Like a preservative kind of
thing? Something along those lines, yes. So even when you think you're eating gluten-free, you have to be very proactive. But it is highly toxic in most of us, and we don't even know it. And I always suggest to our clients, get rid of gluten for 2 weeks and then bring it back after 14 days and see how you feel. And almost everybody, 100% of the time, feels like garbage when they bring it back.
Well, now the irony in moving to dairy, I love dairy. I love dairy products. I will always eat dairy products till I am in the ground pushing up the daisies. I have augmented my dairy intake.
Yes, you have.
And it's actually gotten rid of my little floppy gut belt.
You don't have a dairy belt anymore.
I don't have a dairy belt. I kind of do today because I've been eating like a weirdo for the past several days. But again, I had not eaten a lot of dairy, had a breve one day, had a latte the next day, and poof. Here is this belt, and it's still on there.
Yeah, you probably put on about 5 pounds of just bloat.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, when I got rid of dairy, I dropped 10 pounds almost immediately. Same with gluten. And I've done this over the last several years in stages. And when our clients get rid of gluten, they drop a lot of bloat weight, which is going to allow the body to lose fat once you're not inflamed. You're not full of all that bloatiness that we don't like.
So what do you substitute for the milk products?
Oh, there's so many different things. I mean, there's almond milk, there is coconut milk, there's rice milk, there's hemp milk. I recommend you stay away from soy milk. Again, it's another highly toxic inflammatory food that you just don't need. There's other plenty of alternatives. If you're screaming out there going, what about my half and half for my coffee in the morning? I know you're one of them.
I am one of them. And that half and half goes right in that coffee.
Yes, it does. Now, if it's just a tablespoon or two every morning, that's typically not a big deal. But if you're going overboard, there's other, like I said, there's other alternatives like almond milk. I mean, there's a coconut milk brand that actually makes a really great half and half for your morning cup of coffee. There's coconut milk ice cream. There's almond milk ice cream. There's so many different choices nowadays. It's when I started this whole thing 5-6 years ago, there was no alternatives for me whatsoever. And so I literally felt like I was starving to death. But now you guys have it so lucky. It's so easy to actually make those little changes so you start feeling better.
And you do start feeling better. And this is part of, again, I mean, obviously I'm a psychic, I'm a medium. This is a show about the spiritual. The body is a very spiritual experience. It is the temple of the spirit. And we neglect it. And we go for pocketbook. And we go for lifestyle. And we go for intellect.
Yeah.
We even go to yoga sometimes. But we're not actually putting into the body that items that feed it or are healthy.
Yeah.
And then we get all backed up and twisted up and we end up in your boot camp in denial about what God is there.
Exactly.
Using the, it's too hard. I can't do it. I have seen gals in this, in boot camp with me, and I can only speak for boot camp because I'm not a CrossFitter. I don't go to other gyms. I barely can get myself to boot camp. So I have seen women who have me easily by 80 to 100 pounds, outlifting me and out burpeeing me. A burpee is a thing where you drop on your hands on the floor and you kick your legs back and then you kind of jump with your knees and like a frog in front of your hands and you pop off the floor like you're 4 years old and then you want to throw up. And you do a lot of these in a row. And I have watched these women who've got me by 80, 100 pounds just killing that and wailing on
it. Because they have developed the mindset that, you know what, by God, I'm going to make this happen and I can do it. I may not be able to do a full burpee, but I can do a step up burpee or a half burpee or whatever. But it's they have it in their head that they're going to make it happen and make it work no matter what.
Well, that's absolutely true. And what I think it's important, again, is not only have you, Rebecca, provided our listeners with a bunch of really fantastic nutritional tools, which thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And you have provided them with some emotional tools, hopefully some encouragement for anyone listening, you know, to not be fearful of actually going forward and making a change in their life with their body. One of the things that I deal with my clients all day long is people saying, I want to change, I want to change, I want to change. Well, unless you do one thing differently, and you guys hear me on Sight Unseen say this all the time, unless you do one thing differently that you have never done before and do it consistently, your life will not change.
That's true.
Yeah. It's very true. No amount of angels, no amount of Rebecca Douglas personal trainers, no amount of anybody's can make you do this one thing differently time and time again.
Yeah. So I would suggest to all of your listeners, Danielle, is to pick one thing tomorrow morning or even tonight, write it down and just commit to doing one thing differently tomorrow that is going to make you a little bit uncomfortable, maybe a little queasy, but just do it and see how it changes. See how it changes things for you.
It will change everything. It will change everything. As a matter of fact, one of the repeat topics that I've had come up in my sessions has been, how do I deal with change? And a lot of people are coming in wanting to reconnect with the body. And one of the reasons I wanted to have you is not only do I deeply respect what you do, and I've noticed, I've watched it change people. And it's not from a biased perspective. I mean, I've actually watched you interacting with individuals and those people deciding to change their lives.
That's right.
And people change their lives. You know, you and I can be an impetus for change, but individuals change their life.
Yeah, nobody else can make the change for you. We can give you the tools, whether it's spiritual or physical, but you, only you can make that one change that's going to change your life.
And especially when you're dealing with the spirit and you're dealing with the body and integrating both of these things. One of the things that's happened, and we just have a few more minutes here, so I'm going to sum a giant, giant concept up really quickly, is that especially here in the United States, we have been groomed to remain inactive,
yes,
eat foods that literally inhibit the growth of the frontal lobe of the brain.
Yeah.
We have genetically modified foods.
That's exactly what they do. It's horrible. Stay away from it.
It's bad, you guys. And I know that sounds like some plot line to Idiocracy, which, by the way, if you have not seen Idiocracy, it's a fantastic movie. Go out and see it and hit me up at sightunseen@mtradio.net and let me know what you thought of Idiocracy. It's one of my all-time favorite movies because it's true. But you guys, when we're dealing with the spiritual, if you neglect the body, and this, Rebecca, is why I had you on today. If you neglect the body, you are neglecting a major component of spiritual enlightenment.
Yeah.
You can't neglect the body, you guys. You can't treat your temple like crud. Everybody, I am so glad to have had Rebecca Douglas on. Of course, she is CEO and founder of Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. Rebecca, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me. This has been great.
Where can people find you online?
Online, fitbodybootcampbillings.com.
That's awesome. Can they find you on Facebook?
They can. Just go to Facebook, look for Fit Body Bootcamp Billings or Rebecca Douglas.
That is fantastic. I, of course, am your host, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew. You guys can find me on Facebook at Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. Twitter under Danielle Agnew. Look me up at my website, Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com. And hang on, because my co-host Roy Pack and I are going to be coming on in just a few minutes with our show, The Soul, all about denial. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.